You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Molly Wood in for Lizzie O'Leary. Do you know what the most important rap song was for each year from 1979 to 2014? Yeah, I also am not that cool. But my next guest is. Shea Serrano is a music writer, and his latest book is called The Rap Yearbook. Hey, Shea.
Hey, what's going on?
I want to thank you right off the bat because I have now created what I think is a Spotify playlist that is going to make me seem a lot cooler than I have ever felt before. So thanks for that.
All right, no problem.
All right, so let's back up. Tell the listening audience who doesn't know, what's the book about and how does it work?
It's pretty simple. The book is about rap music, and what we did was we tried to figure out what the most important rap song was from every year, starting in 1979 up to 2014. So each chapter is just about one specific song from one specific year. And like, if you're just hearing this for the first time or you're hearing me explain it, it sounds like a super boring thing, but it's not. It's fun and it's funny, and there's a bunch of cool art in there and infographics and flowcharts and things like that, and it's a neat thing.
And so who do you think it's for? Because, like, I can tell you, I can probably list a lot of good hair band songs, but I found this book way more interesting than I expected to.
No, you know what? I think it's for just anybody who wants something fun to read. The way that we built it out, there's stuff in there where somebody who's, like, super into hip-hop or rap is going to read, and they're maybe going to learn a few things. But it's also very accessible, so anybody can read it. My mom read it, and she, you know, knows, like, three or four rappers, so here we are.
So how did you choose the songs?
We just tried to figure out which ones had the biggest impact in rap. Sometimes it was like stuff within actual rap. For example, in 1980, Curtis Blow's song The Breaks was the first rap song with a chorus. And so, of course, that's the most important song from that year because now every song has a chorus. But there were other ones that sort of were bigger than rap, and those ones were also easier to identify. Something like Straight Outta Compton by NWA or Fight the Power by Public Enemy, these things where they were speaking on things that were happening outside of rap. So you're just looking for those sorts of moments in music and building off of those.
So as you look at this list, do you have a favorite or a couple of favorite songs?
Yes, 2007, International Players Anthem by UGK and Outkast, produced by 3-6 Mafia. Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite song. It might be my favorite rap song of all time. It's just perfect.
And are there any songs on here that sort of pained you to put on this list? Because you said that the most important song was not always the best song.
Right. Yeah.
Is there one that you gritted
2005, Kanye West, Gold Digger. I don't like that song at all. And it was not a fun thing to have to listen to a whole bunch. And you know, when I'm writing the chapters, I was listening to each of the songs a whole bunch of times. I just wasn't a big fan of that period of Kanye West, so I didn't like writing that chapter per se.
And you have rebuttals in the book, right? Actual
yes.
Little sidebar rebuttals where someone... And who... So did you write your own rebuttals to your own choices?
No, what I did was I asked a bunch of my writer buddies to look over the list. I sent them a list. And I said, hey, this is what the book is. These are the songs I picked. Do any of these stand out as wrong to you? And if somebody said, yeah, this one is wrong, then I would just ask them, okay, can you write 200 words about why it's wrong? And, I mean, we got one for every chapter. So that's 36 of the, like, best music writers in the country, like Sean Fennessy or Molly Lambert or John Caramonica from the New York Times. Like, these are big-time people who are intimidating when I'm reading their responses. So I thought that felt like an important part of it because you can't just have me saying these are all the right songs and not another voice in there. It didn't seem... I mean, that's not what music is. That's not what arguing is. You have to have another side, so we put that in there.
It's like you have a comment section in print.
Yeah, exactly.
Except way more polite than comment sections.
Considerably.
So rap is a huge, you know, this is a money show. It's a big economic force.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that one of these years was the year when rap itself became that superpower, or do you think that happened as early as 1979 with the Sugar Hill Gang?
No, I would argue that didn't happen until around 93 or 94, right after Dr. Dre came with the G-Funk sound, and it made rap like a fun thing after that, because right before then was just really hard gangster rap stuff that was going on, stuff that was very aggressive and assertive. And then when G-Funk came, it took the spirit of that, and it turned it almost into basically a party. So after that point, like 93, 94 is really when it started to become this economic powerhouse. And then like around 97, 98, when Puff Daddy showed up and started making that the focal point of rap is when it really just was celebrating itself and became this big, big thing.
All right. One current events question before I let you go. This week, Erykah Badu suggested that what Iggy Azalea does is definitely not rap. Where do you weigh in on this important question of the week?
Erykah Badu is like she's a soldier. You know, I would much as I love Badu, I would argue against that. I mean, Iggy Azalea is not a person that I particularly enjoy her music, but what she's doing is rap music. It might not be in the spirit of rap music, but it's technically is rap music. It's rhyming and she's saying it. And so there you go.
So it counts. I mean, yeah, I guess I feel like you have now got a historical perspective on the evolution of rap music that not very many people probably have.
Yeah, it's cool. I feel smarter.
And that's all you can hope for. Shea Serrano is the author of The Rap Yearbook. It is available now. Thanks so much, Shea.
Thank you.